Narayana Namaskritya Narontevam Narotamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Datojayam Vadirayat Nashta Prayeswa Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhavatu Tamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Hare Krishna. Yeah. So, Hare Krishna, dear devotees, good morning. Please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, this morning, the Srimad Bhagavatam class is from Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 20 and 21. I see you pose 20. Text 20.
Nabhyam shtitam hridya dirupya tyasmat udana gatyo rasitam yave nayan muni katonu san daya diya manasvi satalu mulam sanake nayetam Nabhyam stitang hridya dirupya tasmad udana gatyurasitam nayen muni tatonu sandaya diya manasri svatanu mulam shaknake nayita Nabhyam stitang hridya dirupya tasmad udana gatyurasitam nayen muni Tato nu sandhaya diramanasvi svatalo mulam shanake nayeta.
Hare Krishna. Alright, so we'll do word for word. Navyam on the navel. Sitam situated. Hridi in the heart. Adiropya by placing. Tasmat from there. Udana soaring. Gatya, force. Urasi, on the chest. Tam, thereafter. Nayet, should draw. Muni, the meditative devotee. Tatam, them. Anusandaya, just to search out. Dhiya, by intelligence. Manasvi, the meditative. Swatalu mulam, at the root of the palate. Shanake, slowly. Nayeta, may be brought in. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The meditative devotee should slowly push up the life air from the navel to the heart, and from there to the chest, and from there to the root of the palate. He should search out the proper places with intelligence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are six circles of the movement of the life air, and the intelligent bhakti yogi should search out these places with intelligence and in a meditative mood. Among these mentioned above is the Swadhisthana chakra, or the powerhouse of the life air. And above this, just below the abdomen and navel, is the Manipurak chakra. When upper space is further searched out in the heart, one reaches the Anahata chakra, and further up, when the life air is placed at the root of the palate, one reaches the Vishuddhi chakra. Okay, text 21.
Tasmad guru vo antaram unayeta iruda saptaya tanu napiksha Chitamuhur atadam akunta dishti libidya murtam visijet paramgata.
Word for word translation. Tasmat, from there, bruvo, of the eyebrows, antaram, in between, unayeta, should be brought in, niruda, by blocking, sapta, seven, ayatana, outlets of the life air, anapeksha, independent of all material enjoyment, shtitva, by keeping, muhurta, of a moment, adham, half, akunta, back home, back to Godhead, drishti, one whose aim is targeted like that, nibridya, punching, muldan, the cerebral hole, vishtijet, should give up this body, param, the supreme, gata, having gone to. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, the Bhakti Yogi should push the life air up between the eyebrows. And then, blocking the seven outlets of the life air, he should maintain his aim for going back home, back to Godhead. If he is completely free from all desires for material enjoyment, he should then reach the cerebral hole and give up his material connections, having gone to the Supreme. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The process of giving up all material connections and returning home back to Godhead, the Supreme, is recommended herein. The condition is that one should be completely freed from desire for material enjoyment. There are different grades of material enjoyment in respect to duration of life and sensual gratification. The highest plane of sensual enjoyment for the longest period of life is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 text 20. All are but material enjoyments, and one should be thoroughly convinced that he has no need of such a long duration of life, even in the Brahmaloka planet. He must return home, back to Godhead, and must not be attracted by any amount of material facilities. In the Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 text 59, it is said that this sort of material detachment is possible to attain when one is acquainted with the supreme association of life, paramdrishvanivartate. One cannot be freed from material attraction unless he has complete understanding of the nature of spiritual life. The propaganda by a certain class of impersonalists that spiritual life is devoid of all varieties is dangerous propaganda to mislead the living beings into becoming more and more attracted by material enjoyments. As such, persons with a poor fund of knowledge cannot have any conception of the Param, the Supreme. They try to stick to the varieties of material enjoyments, although they may flatter themselves as being Brahman realized souls. Such less intelligent persons cannot have any conception of the Param, as mentioned in this verse, and therefore they cannot reach the Supreme. The devotees have full knowledge of the spiritual world, the personality of Godhead, and his transcendental association in unlimited spiritual planets called Vaikuntha Lokas. Herein, Akunta Drishti is mentioned. Akunta and Vaikuntha convey the same import, and only one who has his aim fixed upon that spiritual world and personal association with the Godhead can give up his material connections even while living in a material world. This Param and the Param Dham mentioned in several places in the Bhagavad Gita are one and the same thing. One who goes to the Param Dhamma does not return to the material world. This freedom is not possible even by reaching the topmost loka of the material world. The life air passes through seven openings, namely two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and one mouth. Generally, it passes through the mouth at the time of an ordinary man's death. But the yogi, as above mentioned, who controls the life air in his own way, generally releases the life air by puncturing the cerebral hole in the head. The yogi therefore blocks up all the above mentioned 7 openings so that the life air will naturally burst forth through the cerebral hole. This is the sure sign of a great devotee's leaving the material connection. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Gadati Swapadartikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sahagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Tadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Larita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustite Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhibya Eva Cha Patita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Viranta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirveshesha Sunya Vadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachise Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavini Vachapachandaraya Tasnima Prima Rasmadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So I'll just read the English translation of the two texts. Text 21st. The English translation is, the meditative devotee should slowly push up the life air from the navel to the heart, and from there to the chest, from there to the root of the palate. He should search out the proper places with intelligence. And text 21. Thereafter, the Bhakti Yogi should push the life air up between the eyebrows, and then blocking the 7 outlets of the life air, he should maintain his aim for going back home back to Godhead. If he is completely free from all desires for material enjoyment, he should then reach the cerebral hole and give up his material connections, having gone to the Supreme. So, these two texts are talking about how a person leaves the material world, what kind of consciousness, and this related also to the different chakras. So Srila Prabhupada never just leaves any stone unturned. So he would talk about different chakras, but he always winds up reminding us about our duties as devotees. So in this, it's no different. In text 20, the meditative devotee, he said, to slowly push up the life air from the navel to the heart and so on, into the chest, then to the root of the palate, like that. And in the next text, he says then that push it up even further between the eyebrows, which is where the third eye is, then try to get out through the cerebral hole, which is cerebral has to do with the head of the brain, and give up the life air that way. So if we're interested in leaving that way, Srila Prabhupada has given the steps to go. So he talks about there are there are six movements of the air, of the life air, six circles. First, in the first purple, this is the six circles. So there's a movement from one to another, and then to another, and so on. Since there are six circles of movement, there will be then seven chakras. To move from one to another, you have to have 2 points. If you have to move one and then move a second time, then you have to go from A to B, then B to C. So you have to have A, B, C, 3 points. So if there are six circles of movement, then of course there are seven chakras. And since you got a little technical, if you allow me, I'll just go through mentioning what the chakras are, a little bit about what they are and what they help, based on our material and the gross material and the submaterial body. So the bottom one is the root chakra. It's called Muladhara. It's at the base of our spine. And that's what helps us to be grounded and able to withstand challenges, giving us a sense of security and stability. Now, this is on a material standpoint now. Our security and stability really is from the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Lord Shringadeva. Security, that's there. But then from a material standpoint, since the Papa went into that, we're spending a little time talking about it. I won't spend too much time there. The next up from that, going further up, and they're all in a straight line, by the way. Chakra, or Swadhisthana, just below the belly. That chakra, so it's the wheel, chakra's wheel, is responsible for the sexual and creative energy. It also relates to the emotions of ourselves and how we relate to others emotionally also. So it's interesting that this chakra is responsible for sexual and creative energy. So we know that one of our regulatory principles is the illicit sex. Now, this was something that I found out a while back because my background, a little bit of my background has to do with music. And I found out that I felt less lusty the more I put energy into creating music. That energy went there. Even as I was in a kami, I kind of had a sense of it. But in this devotee and then beginning to compose music for Krishna, then that happiness from the creative energy, from what gift that Krishna had given me, actually made me less and less and less and less lusty. So I'm not surprised at all that this is mentioned here, that, you know, sexual energy and creative energy, it's the same chakra. So the message we're sending is, in your own way, be creative. In your own way, be creative as a way of bringing down and being able to control the sexual urge. Solar plexus chakra, or Manipura, that's in the stomach area, and it's responsible for confidence and self-esteem. That's that chakra that does that. Then the heart chakra is clearly that near, it's Anahata, near the heart, on the center of the chest. And of course that, since it's heart, it will be about the ability to love and also show compassion. Then the throat chakra, Vishuddha, that's located in the throat. And the throat is where our voice box is, so the chakra has to do with our ability to communicate verbally. That's the throat chakra. Then there's the third eye chakra, or Agna chakra, that's between our eyes. That is responsible for our gut instinct, intuition, imagination. That the third eye chakra does that. And then the top of the head, the crown chakra, or Sahasrara. That, not surprisingly, very much connected to what we talked about today. That represents the spiritual connection to ourselves, the spiritual connection to others, and the spiritual connection to the universe. It also plays a role in our life's purpose. That is the crown chakra. So, needless to say, Srila Prabhupada described it very consistent with the fact that the crown chakra is where the bhakti yogi, a person that knows more yoga, would try to go back to Godhead by having the life there come out from the top of the head. Mm-hmm. Now, Srila Prabhupada, in his mercy and his intelligence, has simplified things for us as to how we go back to Godhead. Now we'll get to that later. But at least through the chakras, those who have learned that way, they can go that way. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, first, the yogi should plug up the evacuation hole with the heel of the foot, and then the life air just moves up navel, abdomen, chest, palate, eyebrows, and then up to the top. But then he says that it is a mechanical way. It's a mechanical practice, or more or less a physical endeavor for spiritual perfection, because it's something that you really have to do with this physical body to move the life air up. So, in these days, Kali Yuga, people are not doing that. In the olden days, he said olden days, which means the yugas before this, where people were more connected with spirituality and yoga and those things, then, of course, they were able to leave when they wanted to, by blocking different airs and then, you know, having the chakra come out where they wanted the life air to come out, where what chakra they wanted it to come out with. So they had more control, even in those times, of leaving. So, it's very simple. Today, in Kali Yuga, this same result for a devotee is attained by chanting the holy name of the Lord. When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Srila Prabhupada says, the notes are even, the results are even more effective. So, whatever position a devotee is lying at the time that they leave the body, if we are thinking about the Lord by chanting His holy name, then they don't have to worry about where the life air is going, because the spiritual master will be attentive, the Lord will be attentive, and you know, to the situation of that particular soul. Like that. So then it's not so difficult on us. Again, another way in which Srila Prabhupada has simplified the way we go back to Godhead. But there are requirements. We have to give up material connections. We have to give up material connections, which means you have to have the understanding of Atma Tattva, who we really are, and our role here in the material world, what the material world really is, and the desire to go home should be a strong one. And even a stronger one would be how to help others also to get on the path to go back home. That is what Krishna likes us to do. So the condition for a devotee is that they should be completely free from the desire for material enjoyment. That's why the four regulatory principles are very, very important for us. And even though we practice, sometimes people stop physically dealing with those, physically obeying the regulatory principles, but then there's some desire that's still there. That also has to go. And when a person cannot quite get rid of that because there's some addiction to it, then it is time for serious praying to the spiritual master and to Lord Gauranga to relieve us of that sinful desire. The four pillars of sinful activity, they have to go. So, Srila Prabhupada described it, yes, in the heavenly planets, some people, they want to get to that. They worship different demigods and they go to the heavenly planets where the demigods are in control. And they want to go enjoy life, extended life of sense gratification, an extended period of living. But that's all really a waste of time. It's a waste of time because it's like going on an extended vacation. That time that you spend there, no matter how long, will come to an end. And when it comes to an end, you have to get out of the heavenly planets and come. And heavenly planets also are places of suffering because there's rivalry still there. And every now and then a situation happens where some demon starts attacking the demigods. We have so many examples of that. Vita Surya attacked, Bali Maharaj attacked, I mean, the list goes on. Heavenly planets. And then they go through their own disturbances due to rivalry. This one going after this one's wife and so on. This is crazy things that's going on. It's still a heavenly planet. But they do have plenty of sense gratification arrangements. That's there. That is not home. That is not home. And so we are being directed where we need to go to get home. So yes, the way in which the life air can be raised all the way up to the top of the head, it's been described by Srila Prabhupada. But in Kali Yuga, we're not trained in that. And so it's in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, Attaining the Supreme, text 10. Rayana Kale Manasa Chalina Bhaktya Yukto Yoga Balena Cheva Pruvo Magye Pram Pranam Avesha Samyak Satam Haram Purusham Upaiti Divyam. So that also still adds to what's being said by Srila Prabhupada already, that one who at the time of her death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and by the strength of yoga with an undeviating mind engages himself, and here's the important part, remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we engage ourselves in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, then we will attain to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A section of the purport of this particular text, chapter 8, verse 10. Srila Prabhupada says, those who have practiced yoga though, those who practiced it, it's recommended that they raise the life force between the eyebrows to the Ajna chakra. So, then Srila Prabhupada says, in a few sentences later, that a pure devotee does not practice such yoga because he's always engaged in Krishna consciousness. And at death, he can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his grace. So the thing we need to know is that, one, we cannot suddenly remember the Supreme Lord at death. There's so much that's going on in a person's mind at death. The person's mind gets quite disturbed. And there's pain because the senses are shutting down. And so we have to remember Krishna. And the only way we remember Krishna is to be constantly involved with Krishna at the time we're not dead yet. At the time that we are living, we should be serving and serving from our hearts. And sometimes devotees get a little bit comfortable because of the situation materially, and they say, oh, we have this, and then we fall into serving, but in a mechanical way. And that should have bells ringing in our hearts. Nobody loves mechanically. If we want Krishna prema, it will not come through mechanical way. We have to have our hearts in everything that we're doing. And if our heart is into service, then the mind will begin to think of different ways to improve even what we're doing already. How to make it even sweeter to the Lord. To think of little things to add to the service. Just to increase the quality. Not necessarily the quantity, but the quality. How it's done. You get up in the morning, Brahmahutta hour, you're already happy because you're going to be taking a bath and beginning to chant the holy name of the Lord. Already the heart is happy to do that. And so when we think about the Supreme Lord all the time, the Srila Prabhupada says we cannot suddenly remember the Lord at death. So I asked my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, about this. What is the thought that comes to a person's mind at death? And he answered it very simply. The predominant thought. What you think about the most when you are living is what is most likely the thought you're going to have in your mind when you're leaving the body. what you think about the most, that's going to prevail. And that is why it is necessary to train the mind. So Prabhupada, we have to train the mind to think of Krishna all the time. And the easiest way is to hear about Krishna, to chant the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all of the time. Sometimes for some of us, we have some inclination towards music or some talent there, all kinds of songs come to our head. And sometimes those songs are not Krishna conscious songs. And sometimes the mind stubbornly stays with it because the tune is nice, so we want to stay with that. But you cannot, or if you keep thinking and singing those lyrics that somebody that is thinking materially has put out, it is no use. So then we change it and we put the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra words with that tune and sing like that. So that way we're remembering Krishna. And it doesn't matter even if it doesn't fit so well, it doesn't matter at all. As long as we're chanting Krishna's name. It was a nice tune. Actually, in the end, sometimes it gives ideas about how to compose certain songs, but it's from wanting to train the mind to remember Krishna the whole time. And when that happens, then, as Sri Papa says, one cannot suddenly remember the Lord of Death. That has become the predominant thought in our mind, thinking about the Lord. Therefore, when it comes time to leave, one will think about the Lord also. As a matter of fact, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, and I've heard this twice from a sannyasi and also from a Smita Guri, that even if death blindsides a person, that is, you don't see it coming, all of a sudden you just get in a situation with an accident and the devotee leaves the body, he may die on the spot. It has been explained that a devotee that has taken his process of bhakti yoga seriously, even that time, and we all know that it takes a split second to think about something. Lord Chaitanya will force his image into the mind of a devotee who is serious, even at that time. That the Lord will make sure that the Lord is remembered by that devotee, even at that time the devotee doesn't see the death is coming. Even that would happen. And so if all we have to do is take this process seriously, and the Lord will extend his mercy. Guru will extend his mercy. Lord Nityananda, Lord Gauranga, they will extend their mercy so that one can go back to Godhead. So we really are covered in so many ways. Sometimes, many times we hear Krishna wants us back home, we want our love, wants us back home. That's why all of these arrangements have been made. It's not because we deserve it. We are in jail. We left to the spiritual world. But look what he has done. Not only has he followed us to this place as Paramatma, not only has he followed us and guiding us, but he's put all of these processes in place so that all you have to do is do what the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna, asks us to do, and do it as a matter of seriousness, train it to become habit, and keep at it, and keep at it, and keep at it. And then the heart opens up, we become happy in Krishna consciousness, and then that kind of happiness is the one that helps us to detach from the material things. Because the material things aren't so important anymore. So, when one remembers the Lord at death, it only happens to those devotees who, in fact, are remembering the Lord the whole time. That's why Rupa Goswami says, always remember the Lord. Never forget the Lord. And then check everything that you do. Would this help me in devotional service? Or will this not help me in devotional service? Make sure that those things that helps my bhakti, you do. And those things that are going to be nimaka or against bhakti, then we cut those off. So train the mind to can't come to that point where only Krishna is what matters. Krishna consciousness is what matters. In Bhagavad Gita, again, the same chapter, Attaining the Supreme, chapter 8, text 14, Ananya Cheta Satatam, Yo Mam Smarati Nityasha, Tasya Ham Sulabha Partha, Nitya Yudaksha Yogina. Krishna says, for one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Prita, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. So here it is. Srila Prabhupada took the trouble to describe the chakras. But then Krishna is saying, just remember me without devotion, without deviation, and constantly engage in devotional service, and I'll be very easy to obtain. So, this is the thing that we need to be doing and reminding each other to do the whole time. So devotees should think, what is it that I need to do that Srila Prabhupada will be happy with me? Am I satisfying my guru? What is my guru's mission? Am I part of it? If he were here and he found out what I do for service, would he be happy with me? These questions are questions that we should ask ourselves, and we should have the right answers for them. Because if any of the answers are no, then that means that we have to change what we're doing now. You should change it. So, material goodness. People who are in material goodness, they may leave a life, you know, with the life air coming out of their mouth or someplace like that. More the ignorance people, they come out even lower than that. And then, of course, they will go to hellish planets for some punishment. So devotees should serve Krishna the whole time so they can remember Krishna at the time of death. Now, devotees should also do one very important service. Chant for the person getting ready to leave the body. It is a very, very important service that we need to do when we realize or when we hear that a devotee that we are connected with is getting ready to leave the body. Please take time off whatever we're doing and go to where that devotee is and be there to make arrangements for them to hear the holy name before they leave. It is very, very important. Now, the other side of the coin is we should maintain good relationships with other devotees so that they will give that kind of service to us when it comes time for us to leave. So we have to be very, very, very careful to maintain good relationships with all the devotees. As a matter of fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the places where it has been, and it's in the first canto, it's been explained that even when we go through difficulties with devotees, it is actually Krishna's arrangement using the devotees for us to learn a little bit of chastisement. We deserve more chastisement, but we get only a small fraction of it, and that sometimes is put on us through another devotee. So we shouldn't really, really, really be going after the instrument that Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna has arranged for us to learn our lessons from. Now, if we understand it that way, it's very easy to forgive them. Okay? So, if something, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karana. So, if we've been through something that is difficult with a particular devotee, it means that there were some things in our previous life that were negative, and Krishna has allowed some lessons for us to learn, and through those lessons, to improve our devotion to the Lord and improve the kind of person that we become, we should become. And sometimes it takes those who are around us, and some of those will be devotees. It's not only non-devotees that do, negative things. I personally feel sorry for devotees who may turn and give me a hard time because, you see, Krishna notices everything. So, yes, my understanding is that I have to be something connected with my own self. That this has been arranged for me to learn some lessons. And so that would help me to kind of disconnect from that situation and not have to know, think negatively about that particular devotee. As a matter of fact, I remember Chandrasekhar Swami was saying, when a devotee offends you, you pray for them. Literally pray for them. Now, it takes great humility to come to that platform, but it is possible to do it. You pray for them. If you pray for them, for their welfare, you will also disconnect from what they have done to you. You realize that it will not be a big deal to you anymore. And then adding that to the fact that it has to be something that we ourselves have done, that Krishna is giving us just a small percentage of chastisement using that particular devotee or devotees that have done that. So if we seriously want to go back home, then this is the way in which we should look at trouble that happens, you know, to us. And that way we won't maintain so much negativity in our minds, and then we'll be able to chant the holy name properly. The person who has less negativity in the mind is also a person that's quite humble and will be able to chant as Lord Chaitanya says we should do. Trinada Pishuni Chena Tarodiva Sahishtana Amalina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So we should definitely try to be present for devotees leaving the body, to chant for them. Now, the other point is, once you be convinced that this world is a place where suffering predominates. We are in the wrong place because our souls like to have a good time. We are Ananda type persons, but then we are in a place where there's suffering. So why shouldn't we want to leave? So much trouble happens, especially when you get older. At any time, a part of the body can cause a problem. You're not even planning. The next thing you know, here you are in a hospital in an emergency. When you're younger, maybe it doesn't happen so much, but it can happen at any time. Those of us not at that age have an experience of how it can be. It's like, there's no point in staying here too long. Really, it's not. And if we're going to stay here any other breath, the next breath and the one after that should all be used for serving the Lord. As it says, there's adiatmic, adibhotic, and adidevi kleshas. They're always disturbing. A few times now I've looked at YouTube, and it's like there's flooding everywhere around the world. Did you hear, oh, some countries is flooding here, there's some countries, people are losing their cars, losing their property, some people are dying. And then it comes to the United States, Atlanta, Georgia, flooding there too. So you can't think that, oh, I'm in this place, so I'll be fine. No, the whole material world is like that. Trouble can happen at any time, anywhere. This is no place to be, and that's why Krishna wants us back. So we should try to help others in their devotion. That's an easy way for Krishna to be pleased with us. Krishna is pleased with those who help to elevate others in bhakti. So we do that, then we'll be all set to go. So we should know what Atma Tattva is. Atma Tattva. We are the soul and not the body. We should not be so attached to so many things in the material world. The material world is called a world of death. Srila Prabhupada says that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 4. Every living being who is born is going to die. From Brahma who lived for trillions of years to germs who live for only a few seconds, we're going to die. Death is imposed on everyone. So we can't be too attached to anything here. And people are saying, oh, we're going to live for a long time, make all kinds of arrangements. And it's funny how when you're getting older and you're making more arrangements, and you find out what it really is later on. People like me, who are DIY, do-it-yourself kind of person, we like to work hard, build this, do that, then all of a sudden the body shuts off, and all the tools that we used to use, we're looking at them, we can't use them anymore, because the body is just shut down. So that is a reminder. We are not going to be here long. Srila Prabhupada explains it this way. One should examine the fact that his father or his grandfather has already died, and he himself is also sure to die, and even the children who are the would-be fathers and mothers of the children, they will also, of their children, will also die in due course. Nobody will stay here. Material nature doesn't allow anyone here. So we chant and we take this process of bhakti very seriously, and even the way in which the life air leaves the body. It's been explained nicely. But after saying all of that, Srila Prabhupada says, just remember Krishna, chant his holy name, and serve nicely, and Krishna will take you back. Don't worry how the life air comes out, Krishna will take you back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, dear devotees, this is time for us to start our conversation. We have questions? Absolutely. Again, so when you hear all of this, how yogis start in the different chakras from, you know, the base of the spine, and then it goes up, and what they do, you know, in order to finally get it up, the head, the whole cerebral hole, and Srila Prabhupada says, all right, all of that happens. I didn't make you that kind of yogi. You just chant Hare Krishna. Spiritual master will come get you, and Krishna will allow you back in the spiritual world. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. This is all for all of us to learn from. But we should really, really open up to serving each other. Christian consciousness should be a selfless way of life. We always should be helping other devotees. And anyone who wants to come to Christian consciousness, find a way to make them realize how fortunate they are that they've come to this process. Because there's no better process anywhere. And so much mercy is built in at this time as Vaishnavas that we can actually get an opportunity to go home with minimal effort, actually. Just train yourself to do the things you're supposed to do, to chant, to hear, and when you're having some kind of issues, see somebody you can trust and tell, it seems like this part of my devotion is not working so well, what can I do? Have a discussion. Have a discussion. If you don't have anybody, then have a discussion with the spiritual master that comes, you know, because they can trust them. Go right to them and ask, I'm having this issue, and, you know, please help me. Like that, so you can get some good advice from them and then improve your life. This is Kali Yuga. It's not going to get better. It's that people are not doing things to make, you know, demigods give us even a decent mode of goodness life here. Because we are doing all the wrong things. Eating meat, involving illicit sex, and intoxication, all of those things. Human beings doing it, wasting their time. So the atmosphere in this world is not going to get better. But it's only going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Because people are not taking things seriously. And the leaders, forget them. I won't even get into that. So, any other comments or questions from the devotees? Hare Krishna. Yeah. And still people feel that science keeps saying, oh, we got this new gadget. We will never, ever be happy. It's not designed that way. It's designed for a person whose eyes are open to say, I have to get out of here. It is the only way. We have experience of people who are getting, you know, leaving the body, and we still make all long plans, all, you know, elaborate plans, but that is certainly not going to give us the happiness that we want, because we are here for only a short while. And so we're struggling. Actually, as it said, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, chapter 1, text 1, the translation itself says that by the Lord's potency, and I'm just paraphrasing, that we think that this world that we're living in is so real when in fact it's unreal. Srila Prabhupada has explained it a different way, that we have these two bodies. We have a gross physical body and then we have the subtle body. And the daytime, we are using this physical body. And so we are going through a dream state. It's actually based on the way it is in the spiritual world. This is like a dream, where we are making decisions based on the mind, the senses, and the physical body. And then at nighttime, physical body stops, rests, and then the subtle body is going through also where different places, another type of dream. When the subtle body, when those dream, we also make decisions in the dream. We make decisions. And when we wake up, we make decisions. So this daytime, what is a longer type of dream, in a sense, a dream, and we do know things are going to be okay because we have control over what we do, but actually material nature is batting us up left and right. And so the only way we're going to realize what real life is when we get back to Godhead. And so spiritual masters are preparing us, and the Lord has given all sorts of arrangements if we will just take it seriously. So we can go back to our original place, back to Godhead. And now even the opportunity not to go to any Vaikuntha planet, but Goloka Vrindavan. At that, how fortunate we are. Hare Krishna. Tell you. Any other comments? Hare Krishna. Tell you, God, Shri Prabhupada. Good. Okay, go ahead. If you don't like this world, you are already mentally, you're liberated. We pulled it the other day, Bhavatam, Canto 3, chapter 21, text 21, in the second paragraph in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, if you're disgusted with the material world, then it means you're liberated because you're going to want to leave. So the physical body has not left yet. It's not died yet. But you're already thinking in terms of, I don't like it here. So I'm going to get out. Well, join the club. I don't like it here either. Yes. Back to happiness. Back to real happiness. It's back to Godhead. When we get back, it's not here. It's not even a heavenly planet, and certainly forget the hellish planet. Devotees, we have an opportunity. We have to chant strong rounds, as we say, very, very focused rounds, and serve and open our hearts in all kinds of service. Service, we should feel fortunate when we have service to do. So the fact that we have service to do alone should make us feel fortunate. And then it will also affect our chanting. It will improve our chanting. Because the happier you are, the better your chanting is. But the happiness comes from, internally. And of course, that time will come when we will go back. We'll meet again, but this time in our original, soul bodies, and then the soul, expanded and all of that, and then we'll have a great time. The whole time. And we'll never die. Yeah, it's a much better situation that's waiting for us. We have to take it seriously. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, finish this business here, this lifetime. Try to finish it this lifetime so you can go. Hare Krishna. Thank you. You're welcome. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Any other? Okay. I suppose we can end now. I think. Radhastam is coming Friday, right? You guys have a program Friday? Yeah, your Rath Yatra. Yes. The Rath Yatra of the... Dhirasiyatra, Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Whatever the Lord plans, we just servants. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpatrubhyasya kripa sannidhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.